Hey everybody, it's Friday. I'm Matthew Elaria, and you are watching our Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we're going to get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you today, Lord, for all the good things you've showed to us this week on the broadcast. We ask you for continued revelation today, grace and help to put these things into practice and see them work in our lives. And we do thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, friend, we have had a great week of broadcast, and I want to encourage you, if you've missed any, go back to mam.tv, and you can catch up with us right there. Now, we've been talking about, is church necessary? And the answer is yes. We found out this week on the broadcast that God has called every believer to be a part of a local church, to give them the leadership they need, the fellowship they need, and the opportunity to serve Him by serving one another. Now, in today's broadcast, I want to talk to you about how do I locate the church God has called me to. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and we looked at this verse earlier this week on the broadcast, but I want to look at verse 18 again. It says this, "But now God has set the members, every one of them, in the body as it has pleased Him." Now, the big part of that verse is this, that God sets you in the body. And that means you don't set yourself. Now, how does God set you in the body, or how does God set you in the church? He sets you in the church by setting you in a church. But the big thing you need to understand is He sets you in a church. You don't set yourself in a church. God has determined which church you need to be a part of. He has determined where you need to be planted. And He's determined that based on what He knows you need for your life. And He's placed you in that church based on the role you can play in supporting that ministry. But God knows where you need to be. In Matthew 6:8, it says, "Your Father knows what things you have need of before you ask Him." And so in determining which church you need to be in, God knows what things you need. You don't know what things you need, even if you think you do. I need to say that to you again. God knows what things you need in determining which church you should go to. You don't know what you need, even if you think you do. And so it matters where you go to church. Any church is not okay because God has specifically put you in a specific church. What we want to do is we want to discover the exact church God has designed for us to be in. You know, people have the idea, well, you know, going to church is good. It doesn't matter where you go, just go anywhere. It's good. It's all good. Well, that's not right according to the Word, because God sets you in a specific place. He has a specific place for you to go to church, and you want to be in that place. You want to go to the church that God has called you to go to. And so it's not for you to decide where you're going to go to church, but it's for you to discover where God has set you. I want to say that to you again. It's not for you to decide where you're going to go to church, but it's for you to discover where God has set you. You don't pick where you go to church. I need to say that to you again. You don't pick where you go to church. You don't pick where you go to church based on the location. Well, I just go to the one that's close to my house. You don't pick where you go to church based on what your kids like or based on what you like. You pick where you go to church based on what the Holy Spirit reveals to you. He decides where you go to church, and then you choose the church that He decides for you. You don't pick where you go to church. You find out where God wants you to go, and then you go to that church. So what do I need to do? You might be asking, well, what do I need to do? I don't have a church, or I'm in a church, but I'm not sure if this is the one where God placed me. What do I do? Well, the first thing we need to do is we just need to ask the Lord to show you the church that He's called you to. Proverbs 3:6 says, in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. James 1:5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally and upbraids not, and it will be given to him, but let him ask in faith. The first thing you need to do if you're not sure you're in the right place, or if you don't have a church, is you need to ask the Lord. And so I want to take a second on the broadcast right now, and let's do this together. You agree with me as we pray, and let's pray together. Father, we are asking you, and I'm asking you in faith. Anybody that's watching the broadcast that doesn't know where they're supposed to go to church, or doesn't know if they're in the right place, Lord, we're acknowledging you in this. We're acknowledging the reality that we don't pick our own church, Lord, but you have set us in the body as it pleased you. And so we're asking you to reveal it to us. Show us the church that we're supposed to go to and to be a part of, and we will submit to the leadership of the Holy Spirit in that, and we will go to the church that you've called us to. And Father, we do thank you for showing it to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, friend, I believe if you prayed that prayer in faith and you prayed it sincerely, God will show you the church that you're supposed to be a part of. And when He does, you don't need to ask questions. You just need to go be a part of it. And so after we ask that, now you're looking and you're listening inside for where God wants me. You might go visit a church. When you do, you're looking and you're listening inside for the Holy Spirit to confirm it, that that's the place that you're supposed to be. Now, once you find the place God's called you to be, this is vitally important. Don't leave your place. In Ecclesiastes chapter 10, 4, it says this, if the spirit of the root Hey everybody, it's Friday. I'm Matthew Laria, and you are watching our Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we're going to get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you today, Lord, for all the good things you've showed to us this week on the broadcast. We ask you for continued revelation today, grace and help to put these things into practice and see them work in our lives, and we do thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, friend, we have had a great week of broadcast, and I want to encourage you, if you've missed any, go back to mam.tv, and you can catch up with us right there. Now, we've been talking about, is church necessary? And the answer is yes. We found out this week on the broadcast that God has called every believer to be a part of a local church, to give them the leadership they need, the fellowship they need, and the opportunity to serve Him by serving one another. Now, in today's broadcast, I want to talk to you about how do I locate the church God has called me to. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and we looked at this verse earlier this week on the broadcast, but I want to look at verse 18 again. It says this, but now God has set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it has pleased Him. Now, the big part of that verse is this, that God sets you in the body. And that means you don't set yourself. Now, how does God set you in the body, or how does God set you in the church? He sets you in the church by setting you in a church. But the big thing you need to understand is He sets you in a church. You don't set yourself in a church. God has determined which church you need to be a part of. He has determined where you need to be planted. And He's determined that based on what He knows you need for your life. And He's placed you in that church based on the role you can play in supporting that ministry. But God knows where you need to be. In Matthew 6:8, it says, your Father knows what things you have need of before you ask Him. And so in determining which church you need to be in, God knows what things you need. You don't know what things you need, even if you think you do. I need to say that to you again. God knows what things you need in determining which church you should go to. You don't know what you need, even if you think you do. And so it matters where you go to church. Any church is not okay because God has specifically put you in a specific church. What we want to do is we want to discover the exact church God has designed for us to be in. You know, people have the idea, well, you know, going to church is good. It doesn't matter where you go, just go anywhere. It's good. It's all good. Well, that's not right according to the word, because God sets you in a specific place. He has a specific place for you to go to church, and you want to be in that place. You want to go to the church that God has called you to go to. And so it's not for you to decide where you're going to go to church, but it's for you to discover where God has set you. I want to say that to you again. It's not for you to decide where you're going to go to church, but it's for you to discover where God has set you. You don't pick where you go to church. I need to say that to you again. You don't pick where you go to church. You don't pick where you go to church based on the location. Well, I just go to the one that's close to my house. You don't pick where you go to church based on what your kids like or based on what you like. You pick where you go to church based on what the Holy Spirit reveals to you. He decides where you go to church, and then you choose the church that He decides for you. You don't pick where you go to church. You find out where God wants you to go, and then you go to that church. So what do I need to do? You might be asking, well, what do I need to do? I don't have a church, or I'm in a church, but I'm not sure if this is the one where God placed me. What do I do? Well, the first thing we need to do is we just need to ask the Lord to show you the church that He's called you to. Proverbs 3:6 says, in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. James 1:5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally and upbraids not, and it will be given to him, but let him ask in faith. The first thing you need to do if you're not sure you're in the right place, or if you don't have a church, is you need to ask the Lord. And so I want to take a second on the broadcast right now, and let's do this together. You agree with me as we pray, and let's pray together. Father, we are asking you, and I'm asking you in faith. Anybody that's watching the broadcast that doesn't know where they're supposed to go to church, or doesn't know if they're in the right place, Lord, we're acknowledging you in this. We're acknowledging the reality that we don't pick our own church, Lord, but you have set us in the body as it pleased you. And so we're asking you to reveal it to us. Show us the church that we're supposed to go to and to be a part of, and we will submit to the leadership of the Holy Spirit in that, and we will go to the church that you've called us to. And Father, we do thank you for showing it to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, friend, I believe if you prayed that prayer in faith and you prayed it sincerely, God will show you the church that you're supposed to be a part of. And when He does, you don't need to ask questions. You just need to go be a part of it. And so after we ask that, now you're looking and you're listening inside for where God wants me. You might go visit a church. When you do, you're looking and you're listening inside for the Holy Spirit to confirm it, that that's the place that you're supposed to be. Now, once you find the place God's called you to be, this is vitally important. Don't leave your place. In Ecclesiastes chapter 10:4, it says this, if the spirit of the